You're listening to Across the Park with Joel Kasem, Gabby Morris, and Mick Rad. Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a very multi-award-winning sports show. Joel Kasem is my name, and joining me this week to talk all things sport is my good friend, Mick Rad.
Yay! It's me. It's a me, Mick Rad. How are you, Joel? It's good to see you.
It's lovely to see you. I'm doing all right, thank you. Not too bad.
Are you getting any sleep?
Look, the sleep, so for those of you who missed last week's show, congratulations, but you did miss some pretty heavy news. I had a baby, or my partner had a baby, we had a baby together, and so I've had a few weeks off and came back last week, and then I listened back to last week's show, and God, I sounded tired, so tired, and we did talk about how little sleep I'd had over the last 3 or so weeks. Now, it's a week later, and I'm still feeling very much the same. Thursday for me this week feels like it didn't happen. You know that weird...
It's like a missing day. Some people have missing years. You had a missing day.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it's just a missing day, not a missing year. That's a tough one. Who's missing a year?
Oh, you know, when people get really screwed up on drugs and then just totally lose a year of their lives, you know.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. You're completely opposite of that.
Yes, definitely. So, yes, there was no missing of any years. But definitely I felt like Thursday was a missed day. I don't know what had happened. It was just, I know it was there. I know it. I lived it. Don't really know how I survived it because there was no sleep. However, last night, Thursday night, my partner let me sleep a lot. She really did the hard yard. So I do feel much better rested today. And you just feel so much, I don't know. I keep thinking of likening it to when you're a bit younger and you're sort of in your teens, early 20s, and you go out and you're drinking and stuff, and then you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, I feel revolting. And that day is just like, you don't really remember much.
That's
what I liken it to. Or, you know, the billions of other people before me who've had children would understand. I really just do it. Like you would understand, but this is more for the Gabbies of the world who haven't yet had children. I don't know if she wants to have children, but yeah.
Yes.
Can you talk for a sec? I feel like I'm talking too much.
No, I totally agree with you. And I'm just glad that you are able to be on this show and you didn't lose a Friday, because that's we are on a Friday today. Welcome to all our listeners on 2SCR, of course. Hope you had a nice week. And that you didn't lose a day like Joel. I do remember what it's like, but I'm very thankful for sleep nowadays. I take every moment I can. Well, not always. I mean, I don't sleep every single moment when I'm not doing something, but I do appreciate a good 8 hours. I mean, I don't get 8 hours.
You don't?
I get 7. But, you know, I got a watch, a Pixel watch.
You do?
And it tells me, like, my sleep patterns. And it's amazing what it tells you. And I don't know how accurate it is, but it basically says to me, you slept 6.5 hours last night. And I'm like, what? I thought I had 8 hours, but no, it says I had 6.5 hours because I was awake for an hour and a half of the night. And I didn't know that until this watch told me that that's what I'm doing. And I only had like 1 hour of deep sleep. Like, you know, how does it know this? I don't know. I think it's something about heart rates. You know, if your heart rate gets really low and it's like, it thinks, yeah.
Surely.
I'm still intrigued by this stuff. Like, and I have it on every night to see how much I'm awake and how much I'm asleep. I don't think it helps.
The thing that gets me with these is, so I have a similar type of watch to you, but you have to charge it at some point. So I just charge it at night. So I never know what my sleep is like because I don't wear it through the night. So when do you find time to charge it?
When I'm awake.
But then you need to use it while you're awake? I mean, that's when you want to look at the watch and say, oh, it's...
If I'm at home and I'm not walking anywhere, I'll just put it on charge then. That's what you do. And then when you go out and you go for a walk or whatever, then you put it on.
Oh, I see. So it really is for you more of a you're using it for other things other than time.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. And look, to be honest, I'm not used to not having a static analog old school watch. Like I sort of miss that because I have to flick my arm. Sometimes it doesn't show up and you got to flick it a couple of times. And it's like, I just want to see the time. Come on.
So your screen goes completely black.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, unless I've turned it to look at it. Yeah.
Well, if you can see, can you see mine?
Uh-huh.
Mine. You see that? I can't. So there. And then it should go.
Oh, now it's, yeah, now yeah, I can see it.
You can still see the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, what a show. Hey, listen. Sorry, everyone. We're talking about watches this week on Across the Park, a sports show. Gabby isn't here this week. We really were a bit, again, because of my Thursday, and I feel like we all had a bit of a strange week. We really were unsure of how this show was going to go. We really wanted to go back into the studio this week. It just got a bit too hectic. We're recording on a Friday, which we never do. So this is all, everything we're going to tell you today is coming in hot. It's all pretty much live.
Yeah.
So all the scores we give you are pretty much happening. Bang, bang, bang. But Gabby is not here. It just got, the stress of not knowing what time we were doing the show got too much for her.
Yeah, she's a sensitive fella. Fella? Sensitive. Why did I call her a gal? Why did I call her a fella? That was pretty weird.
I don't know. That is weird.
We don't even have any live cricket to talk about, like, because, of course, we have had India and Australia, but, you know, we can't even talk about a live score just to prove that it's live, you know. Sometimes the people want to know that we're definitely live.
Or that's true. Close enough. Okay. Well, I can, maybe I can,
we'll find
if
something.
I give, what if I give you the current temperature of Sydney? It's 24 degrees.
Oh, good.
Couldn't have picked that if it was a Thursday.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that. It wasn't close to live.
Probably could. You probably could. Pretty average. Mick, how are you? How have you been?
Yeah, pretty good. It's exciting to have the football season around the corner, the football seasons. I'm talking about, I know there's A-League, you know, that's football as well, but I also know there's Premier League, that's also football. But I'm talking about NRL and AFL, which, you know, for us is our bread and butter, I would like to say.
Well, technically, yes.
I mean, cricket's great, but it's summer is nearly finished. So we're coming into footy season. Last Saturday, I went to the World Club Challenge.
Mm.
I'll talk about it, a bit more about it later. But one of my highlights of the week was not only being at a football game, but you know this massive storm that rolled through last Saturday. It came through Western Sydney, went all the way to the coast, and it sort of petered out by the time it got to the sort of city side. But out at Penrith, this storm was just rolling in like really slowly, and the wind started kicking up, and everyone out at the footy was just like, no one had umbrellas, so they're all like going freaking out, and there's stuff flying everywhere. And then the rain just like pounded down pretty much from the start of the game. And it was just like torrential tropical storm. It looked amazing. And then it died off bit by bit. And then the sun came in under the clouds and it's made the whole stadium like glow orange. It was like this really surreal moment where you had like an orange sky, you had lightning in the background, you had two, like a double rainbow going on, and a football game playing. It was so cool. It was like just a really surreal moment, but it was just really special, like to be there and seeing it.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No, that's really cool. I mean, I'm a big fan of storms, and it was good. I was at home, and my partner's parents came over for dinner, and her dad and I were like just outside watching it roll in.
Yeah.
Watching the trees, like, because it got very windy, watching the trees almost blow into our yard, and it was great.
The game of footy was great, and that was definitely a highlight of the week, is being out of the footy again and seeing that storm and everything. But then last weekend as well, it was Fair Day. As we all know, World Pride is on right now. Mm-hmm. We had a chat about the Sporting Pride Alliance last week, and Fair Day is this huge event that goes on just down the road from my house. And it was just, there was thousands of people there. It was packed, and it was so great to see. And obviously, there's events every weekend. There's the parade's on tomorrow. Next week, I'm going to walk across to Harbour Bridge with lots of people in the morning.
Oh, nice.
It's cool. On the road, not just on the edge, you know.
I was going to say, people do that often.
Yeah.
So they're closing the Harbour Bridge, are they?
Yeah, they are. For like Sunday morning, they're going to close the Harbour Bridge for like a pride walk across the bridge. So you don't often get to do that. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool. You know, yeah. Remember the old days where you had to pay a toll? I mean, you still have to pay a toll, but do you remember the old, you'd throw money in?
Yeah, like a toll bridge. Like it was a toll gate and you had to throw money into the little basket, which famously I missed throwing money in once because you try and do it from a distance. You're like, yeah, I've got it. I can do it while I'm driving. And then you miss and then you hold everybody up. You stop and you got to either find more coins or get it open the car door and pick it up. It's so embarrassing.
on the Harbour Bridge. Yeah. Not fun at all.
I've always thought it was funny that there's only a toll on one way on the Harbour Bridge. Like when I was a kid, I thought, oh, well, you can just go across the Harbour Bridge and then come back another way and you don't have to pay to go across the Harbour Bridge.
That's right.
I was so excited. And now I just realize how stupid that is because it would take you about half an hour to go a different way back.
It's a long way around. That's right. You could try swimming.
Yeah. Or get a ferry. I know you got to pay for a ferry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. It's a tough one. It's for the listeners to think about because we've got to talk about other things. I'll tell you one thing that happened to me, Mick, this week is I got a new barbecue.
Oh.
And I love it. It was like barbecue was picked up and then straight away cooking on it. I was that excited.
Did you have to season it or something? You know, you get a new barbecue like, or a new wok or something and you got to season
Yeah, you got to give it a clean.
Okay.
You can't. Yeah, straight into cleaning it. Otherwise,
sure.
Otherwise, I don't know what you're eating. And so, yes, love it. Love a new barbecue. Very exciting.
I could have given you my barbecue. You know, I've got a barbecue sitting on the balcony right now.
Yeah.
But it's really grotty. It's like, it's dirty. Like, it can be cleaned, but it's like a six burner. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's just too big. And I've got a smaller little Weber now.
Yeah.
And I want to get rid of the big one, but I can't give it away.
How do you find the Weber?
Yeah, it's good. My Weber's got a special coating as well, like on top. It's a big Parramatta Eels emblem on the top of the Weber.
Of course it is.
It's amazing. Yeah. You wouldn't expect anything less, Joel.
I really wouldn't.
My brother-in-law did it. It's like he does his things where he spray paints like Webers, like restores Webers, cleans them all up, and then paints the top of them.
Okay. Honestly, that is such a niche.
Everyone who sees it, goes, oh, my God, where did you get that? And I was like, well, you can't buy it. You've got to get it made for you by my brother-in-law.
Well, it won't work with ours. We're a family of Tigers and Panthers fans. So
yeah.
It won't work.
No, it won't.
Have we talked enough rubbish?
Yeah, probably. I suppose we can talk about other things.
Sure.
Like across the sport. We should have called it across the sport. No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't make sense at all. Across the park is a silly cliche that almost everyone says. So it just works for the show.
That's good.
It doesn't work for every sport.
It's just reinforcing. No, I guess not every sport's on a park.
No. Table tennis.
Oh, do you ever get those weird videos on Facebook which pop up and they're like, you know, you see like a half a second of them and then they stop and they expect you to click it. So you see the whole video.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw this video of this person hitting a table tennis ball but spinning it through the air. So it came around and in the front of somebody standing against the table tennis table and then nicked the corner. It was like this perfect shot.
One of those.
I was so gullible, I just clicked on it. I had to look at it. You just said table tennis and I thought about that.
Fair enough. That's how radio works. That makes you a good. Hey, speaking of being a good radio host, did you ever end up on New Zealand radio?
On Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, I'll be on New Zealand radio talking about the Eels for like apparently 15 to 20 minutes. So I've got, I better, get my Eels knowledge up and racing about how are they going to go this season. And then I can bring it to the show next week and we can all talk about the Eels for a whole half hour.
Well, we will. We should actually, we won't do a full half hour, but next week, of course, we will be doing a fairly special episode of Across the Park for two reasons. The first one being that it's going to be we'll be a full day after the first game of the NRL for the 2023 season. So that's very exciting for us. Yes. We'll be chatting about all of that. But also, it is our 200th episode.
What? That's awesome. We've made 200.
200.
I mean, if we make it next week, we'll be making 200. That's awesome. I'm impressed. Double century.
Listen in. Yeah. You know, we've had guests on this show such as Steve Waugh. He's made a couple of double centuries. So if you want to listen, do, because it should be an interesting show.
And we'll be talking league, probably rugby league, because that's the NRL starts. I'll be at the Parramatta Storm game on Thursday as well next week. So I'll be at the first game of the season.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Are you just going to watch?
I am just going to watch.
Now, what do you think? We'll talk about all that stuff later, but how do you think that game will go? Because the Storm famously have won their first round game since, I think it was 2003 or something like that.
Is that still going? That streak?
Yeah.
Oh crap! Okay. Well, it's at Parramatta, which is a positive. But Parramatta are missing a few people, a few stars. Sean Lane broke his jaw. Ryan Madison's an idiot and took the suspension instead of the fine. But big news. I mean, are we talking league? Is this what we're doing now? Because
might as well.
Big news is that Mitchell Moses is staying with the Eels. He's knocked back some ridiculous deal from the Tigers to have him back. And you're smiling, Joel. You seem happy. You seem happy that Moses isn't going back to the Tigers.
This, for me, was a very 50-50 thing. So I was going to be happy and sad either way.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been happy if he came back because he is one of the better halves going around that is available.
Yes.
I think he's the only half going around that's available currently.
Yep.
So it would have been a good pickup for the Tigers with Appy there as well. That's two amazing players in the spine. But then, I don't know, just the way he left the Tigers and all that, it's never, you know, I've never forgiven him for it. So,
yes, you have a long memory, don't you, Joel? Very long. I mean, you got to have a long memory when you're a Tigers fan because you got to remember the last time they won anything.
Look who's talking.
Yeah, no, shut up. I can't do it. There's this article this week too about how they reckon Mitchell Moses and his management have somehow conned everybody that maybe this massive offer from the Tigers wasn't even a real thing. Like, you don't know who to trust, right? Like,
oh, you can't. It's impossible.
Like, it's not like the Tigers have come out and said, we offered Moses this much money. It's not like Parramatta have gone, we have. I mean, it's just like, it's just reported to the media probably by the management company that Moses is with or whatever.
Yep.
And everyone just sort of goes, oh, okay, that must be true. But maybe he's just playing everybody. Maybe it was just all a big beat up and he was only had one offer from the Eels anyway and I was just trying to get more money. I don't know. I don't know.
No one will ever know.
I feel like real estate agents are really dodgy people and I feel like very, very closest to that is football managers.
Oh, no. Football managers are at the top. Sure. Are they? Yeah. There are some dodgy ones.
Yeah.
There are some dodgy ones. Okay, well, we'll stick with this because last weekend had the final round of the preseason challenge. So it was 2 weeks of preseason football. And yeah, a few things happened. The Tigers beat Canberra.
That's great. Good on you.
It was fantastic to watch that. They played down at Belmore. Raiders scored first, 4-0, and then Tigers scored 36 unanswered points after that. Really gave it to the Raiders. I thought the Raiders this year should be a good team. And look, it's a trial. You really can't base much on it, but
yeah,
they didn't look great. I know the second half they probably didn't have as many big names, but you know, it didn't look as good as I thought. The Dolphins still without a win after going down 40-16 to the Titans, who had Kieran Foran is there now.
Yeah.
He had a bit of a good game. Dolphins, so Dolphins defense is a bit of a concern for them.
Well, talking about a brand new team, never played together before, I would be interested in your pick to what their first win is going to be.
Oh, that's a good question.
So their first game is at Suncorp, which is weird, actually. Why aren't they playing in Redcliffe for their first game? Anyway, the first game of the season is at
Redcliffe. Actually, I don't think they played there for like the first half of the year. Something weird.
No, no, second round is at KO Stadium in Redcliffe.
Yeah, it's like second game.
Yeah. But first game's against the Roosters. You know, at home.
Okay.
Big game. I mean, they could win, right? Like, do you ever remember that? No, okay, probably won't.
No, second round. You do have a point. Roosters are a team that start slow and finish big, have been for many years.
But the Dolphins are playing the Raiders round two at Redcliffe. So I reckon that could be their first win.
Two home games to begin with. I know. Possibly the Raiders, yeah. Weird. Then they have the Knights, Broncos, Dragons, Cowboys. There's a couple there.
Dragons, maybe, but, you know, it's tough. Titans, there we go. Round eight, Dolphins, Titans. The battle for the non-Brisbane Queensland team, Southeast Queensland teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I still don't think they should be just called Dolphins. That's a problem with me. They should be something Dolphins, but that's okay.
Yeah. The One Warriors. The Warriors are going by now, One.
Really? Like the brand?
Yeah.
Wow. They've gone from the Auckland Warriors to the New Zealand Warriors to now the One Warriors.
Yeah, I think they were Vodafone for a while.
Oh, yeah, Vodafone. Yeah, okay.
Very strange.
What did you think of the preseason challenge as a concept? Like, do you think it was any point to it? Like, you're just playing two games. Like, it's pretty random.
Yeah, I don't think... I don't know. I guess for the team that wins, you get a bit of cash, so that's fine. Mm. I didn't even know it was happening until midway through the second week. It wasn't something I even knew was on. And then, there you go. They're playing for money. I guess because I'm a Tigers fan, Tigers got thrashed the first round, so I didn't want to look into it too much.
Fair enough.
But yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, preseason to me is pointless. Not pointless, but it's just, they're just games. Like, they shouldn't count for anything. I don't think that there should be a preseason comp as such, because teams don't, you know, it doesn't really matter to them. It's like 10 grand, wasn't it? Or was it 100 grand? I don't know. How much did you win?
100.
Oh, okay. 100.
Crisp $100 note. They won.
Nice. Or one of those big fake checks that they hand out. Actually, don't do anything. Like Adam Sandler collected in Happy Gilmore. I still love that.
So just a few more things. St. Helens halfback Lewis Dodd kicked the winning field goal with three minutes into Golden Point following a Panthers error, which led them to win the World Club Challenge.
For the first time, I think an English team has won since... Correct me if I'm wrong, was it like 2008 or something?
I'm not too sure, but I just genuinely can't remember last time a team from England won the World Club Challenge.
Yeah, and the games have been over in England a lot as well, so this is quite an impressive win for them. And they've won the last four Super Leagues in England, so they're on a roll. Like, these guys are the best English team by far. There's a few Aussies in the team as well, which is, you know, always good to see. But
yeah,
it's this guy, Roby, was it? The hooker? I've forgotten his name. God, he's like 37 years old.
Oh, yes, yes.
And
I can't think of his name, yeah.
Far out. Anyway, he's James Roby. It is Roby, yeah. He's 37. He's played like 523 games of football. He is just a legend, and he's still going. Like, he's still powering along. Like, he was putting in such a big effort. He was better than half the other players in our team. I was so happy St. Helens won. Sorry to your wife or lovely partner for, you know, her team losing, but I'm just glad to see the Panthers lose, to be honest.
It's been a long time for them.
Yeah, yeah.
In other news, basketball is happening. The NBL finals are going to start now that we have two teams, New Zealand Breakers and the Sydney Kings.
Kings are in
the finals. It's a best of five. Yep. Although they always just put up three games just in case one team wins the first three, then they don't bother with the second two. Best of five. The Breakers haven't been in a grand final in 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is it the Kings playing two at home? Like, so is it Kings and they fly over to New Zealand and they come back to Sydney? Like, is it back and forward?
It is Kings, Breakers, Kings. Yes. So it starts on the 3rd of March, which is next Friday. They'll play in Sydney, then they'll fly over to New Zealand on the 5th of March and then back on the 10th.
All right, we'll go the bloody Kings.
Yeah, why not?
Jack Jumpers missed out this year. I do like the name Jack Jumpers, though. It's still the best team name.
It is a great name.
They really sting, those ants. They hurt.
Yeah.
Trust me.
So, yeah, they went down to the Breakers.
Yeah.
Oh, they did make it last year. It's only their second year, so clearly a good team.
Totally.
In some other news, we've got the Super Rugby getting underway this weekend.
Right. They always kick off a bit early, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. Crusaders and Chiefs is the first match there. In cricket, the T20 World Cup, the Australian women are killing it. They've made it to the final for the 7th straight time.
How good is that?
I think they're going for this is a 3 in a row for them if they were to win.
And it was a tight one against India in the semi. India needed 172
Australia scored. So they, 173 to win. India, 8 for 167, lost by 5 runs.
A really unfortunate run out for one of the Indians. It was Harmanpreet Kaur. She was running. She was going to make it in the ground easily, and she slid a bat, but the bat got stuck just before the line.
Oh, no.
And it sort of like wedged in the dirt. And in the meantime, the ball came. Healy took off the wickets, and she was short because the bat was jammed into the dirt. It was pretty unfortunate.
So it's like a rubbish pitch. Blame the pitch.
Blame the pitch. But Core got scored 52 from 34. She was killing it. And so that run out was probably the difference because they only lost by 8 runs or something in the end?
Yeah, 5.
5, yeah. So, yeah, it was real close. In other sport, Matildas are killing it too. In the Cup of Nations tournament. We beat
Spain 3-0, I think.
Spain, yes. We beat Jamaica. I think we beat the Czech Republic as well. Just really great warm-up for the World Cup, which is not far away. 20th of July, I tried to get tickets. I think they might be sold out. I might have missed out.
Really? Have you gone into like a pool or something?
Yeah. I had to sign my life away to get onto the FIFA World Cup ticketing site and then tried to buy a ticket today and it said I couldn't. So anyway, I'll keep trying. Maybe there's other ways and means, Joel.
Well, what are you alluding to?
I don't know. Actually,
I can't help you.
You can't? Oh, damn. No, I thought you had some sort of contact.
I do not.
Okay. Oh, and we're going to talk about this 16-year-old who can run really fast.
Please do.
Have you got his name there? I did. Here it is. Here it is. No. I had it written down. Have you got it written down?
I don't. How's this for a sports show?
Far out. He's 16. He just ran the 4-minute mile, under 4-minute mile, which is really fast. And he's only the second person in history to do it. Here it is. I've got it. Cameron Myers. Cameron Myers is his name. And he ran the mile in 3 minutes and 55.44 seconds, which is apparently absurd for someone his age to do it like that. He's second all time for that age behind Norway's Jakob Ingebrigtsen.
Oh, well done. Well pronounced.
But no, it's actually the fastest time ever recorded by a 16-year-old in history, ever, like in the world of all life, all universe.
Yeah.
So that's just awesome. So yeah. Cameron Myers, remember that name.
Please do.
You go
we won't. We can't. So someone else
I can't remember it. Oh, dear.
All right, Mick, it's one of those weeks, I think.
But yeah, it is one of those weeks. It's like the calm before the storm, I reckon.
Well, it is because, as I said, you're listening to Across the Park right here on 2SER. Joel Kasserman, Mick Rad, bringing you all the news without Gabby Morris. But, hey, next week, tune in, 200th episode. Special things should happen. I don't know what. But we'll hopefully be all in the studio. So that's something special. And
it is always special when we're all in the studio. Gabby adds a bit of a, you know, Gabby knows when to say things funny. I think between the two of us, we're struggling to bring the lulls.
Yeah, this is a dark show.
Dark. Yeah, good one.
All right. Now, shall we do a game?
Oh, you've got a game.
I'm looking one up.
You know, always ready to give you the latest and greatest in sporting news and games.
Go. Here we go. Speaking of the Olympics, at which Olympics did Kelly Holmes win 2 gold medals?
Wait, who's Kelly Holmes?
I don't know.
What sort of random question is this? I'm sure there's somebody listening going, oh, I know. But no, I have no idea, Joel.
Pick one at random.
What was the question again?
Now I've got to find it. Yes, the answer was Athens.
Oh, the very first one.
No, not that far back. I've been there. That's a story for another time. I went to the birthplace of the modern Olympics. It was very emotional. Had a great time.
Oh, lovely.
Well, that brings us to the end of the show. I'm so sorry for such a dark episode, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone who's listening. But we were very rushed. So
we were. And, you know, like we say, more's coming, lots of sport. We're in between the cricket, the football season. We're sort of struggling to find things to talk about.
Yeah. Time to say bye.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.